Let's understand hospital as a process. As we know, in management, the basic functions of management are planning, organizing, staffing, directing, leading, coordinating, controlling, reporting, budgeting. Planning is the basic function, prime function of any organization, be it any institution, be it any organization, be it hospital also. What is planning? Where we are and where we want to reach. That is the important aspect at the beginning we want to find out. So that's what is planning. So 5 W's and 1 H. Why we want to do this, where we are going to do this, when we are going to do this, and what we are going to do exactly to achieve that objective, and how we are going to do that. So 5 W's and 1 H is important for planning. What is the purpose of planning? So that we can achieve our objectives, so that we can reach where we want to reach, we can, whatever aims we have got in for our organization, we are going to achieve that effectively and efficiently. That is the purpose. What are the categories? First, we have strategic planning by developing the vision and mission statement. What are our goals? Based on that, we'll have which are the long-term goals. Based on that, we are going to have the short-term objectives. Objective should be SMART. What is SMART? S-M-A-R-T. It is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant or realistic, and time bound. So then we'll have objectives. Then we'll have some policies to be developed, procedures to be developed, and standard operating procedures, etc., we can have. And then finally we'll implement it. Our decisions will be taken based on various alternatives to be found out to achieve that, and we'll prioritize that and have the best alternative to be taken while deciding, and then implement it, and then evaluate it, monitor it to find out whether it is occurring properly or not, and if needed we can change that and go to the second alternative. So that's how we'll have strategies, then we'll operational plan we'll have, then we can have various steps of planning, that means deciding the mission, goals, objectives, having the policies, procedures, rules, standard operating procedures in the procedures we have seen, and then evaluating, having the right decision by getting the right alternative by studying it, forecasting it, and then studying it, analyzing it, and then implementing that particular the alternative, and then going further to monitor it, evaluate it, whether it is working or not, and then if needed some changes in that, so we can have contingency planning. And that's how the steps of planning are occurring. And this is how one can develop the roadmap for hospital when you are developing and planning for the new hospital to start. Based on the market survey, you can decide about what all facilities you want to have in your hospital. You can decide about how many floor hospital you'll be having, at what location, how you are going to plan for various things based on the requirements of fire, the government requirements, the statutes, the various kinds of licensing, etc., required, and then you'll start putting in money, acquiring funds, and then allocating it at the right place with the right kind of engineers and doctors and nurses and all that, and then gradually you will plan and start your hospital and then monitor and evaluate. So that's how the planning occurs. Once you have planned, then only you can organize. So then you divide the your work processes into small divisions. So division of labor, then decide who should be heading that particular thing and who are the people required under him to function that thing, and that's how you can develop the organization structure of the hospital. Decide who will be the top person, who will be the next. So top management, middle management, lower management, and the workers for housekeeping, sweeping, so on and so forth. Then you decide the roles and responsibilities of each and every people in that. What are the authority relationships of that? So whether a centralized thing, decentralized thing, based on whether you are having at one place or multiple locations. Then what will be the chain of commands and how you are going to have the division of labor among them. All those things you can decide and then see to it that it is going to function properly by having proper delegation of work, proper communication to each and everybody, everybody knowing exactly what he or she is supposed to do, etc. So that's how organization occurs. Then comes staffing, because as we know, for a hospital, it's the human being which is most important aspect of the hospital. You can have the best of the location, you can have enough of money available, you can have best of the equipments available, latest technology equipments if you are having, but if you don't have the right kind of people, right kind of skilled people to operate those machines, it's all useless. So staffing is extremely important function of a hospital. Based on planning, manpower planning, you will do how many people with what kind of skills will be required for what kind of functions in a hospital after deciding the organizational structure and division of labor done. You are supposed to recruit the right kind of people at the right time for the right kind of job. So right kind of skilled people you will have to decide. Who should be given the, who should be heading the various department for surgery, for medicine, for neurosurgery, for endocrinology or diabetologist, who should be the nurses, who should be the matron, who should be the HODs, and who should be the lower people below them who will be functioning to operate the hospital as a whole and take care of the community patients. So recruitment. For that you will have to give advertisement. Then whatever number of applicants come, you will have to select the right people among them. So selection. Then you will have to compensate them, remunerate them in such a way that they are happy to join your hospital. Otherwise, either they are not going to accept the job or after a few months they are going to leave your hospital. So proper compensation in the form of salary, perks, other benefits, etc. Then once they are appointed, you will have to evaluate them, how they are functioning. So performance appraisal of them is important. Then based on their experience, based on their services, based on their enthusiasm and motivation to work, and based on the results they are giving, you will have to promote them. If required, for certain other facilities you have developed, you may have to transfer them there. So promotions and transfers, and day in and day out, since the medical field is changing fast, newer and newer technologies are coming, your doctors, your nurses, your technicians have to be updated regularly. So continuing medical education, for training, for various aspects, for safety, for right kind of antiseptics to prevent hospital acquired infections, for right kind of personal protective equipment to be used regularly, for motivating them, you will have to give them the right kind of newer, latest training also. So training and development, they should know the management functions also well, because ultimately it is not only the technical aspect, but they are going to deal with human beings more. Patients, their colleagues, their subordinates, it's human beings, interpersonal relations, which are going to be very important for a hospital profession, if we see, for all the people, and hence you have to train them and develop them regularly. Pervasive function, because right from beginning, before the hospital starts, you may have to appoint some people. As the hospital grows, you may have to appoint new people. As the new technology comes, you may have to get newer technology machines. So maybe those who are skillful in operating those machines, you may have to still appoint new people. You have to train them, so trainers should be appointed. Those who are going to retire, you may have to reappoint some people for them. Those who are going to leave the job and go to somewhere else because of various reasons, it can be some family problem, it can be sickness, it can be sickness of parents, it can be getting a better job outside. Anything can be possible, or some people may want to do further study, that's why they are leaving the job and going further. So various reasons can be there for them leaving, so you will have to replace them with some new staffs. So it's a pervasive function, and it's a continuous function to be performed. You HR person never remains idle. He has to continuously function to run the hospital smoothly. So it's a continuous activity. Then comes directing. Well, after you have planned well what exactly you want to achieve, after based on your strategic planning, based on your vision and mission statement, you have organized everything, proper organization structure you have done. After that, you have decided about the roles and responsibilities and authority, etc. Then you have appointed the right people with right authority, right qualification. You have developed them, you have trained them, you have kept them at the right place. They are functioning well, but to function properly with the newer requirements, you have to direct them properly. You have to delegate them, you have to communicate them, you have to give proper services in training. During services, training should be given. So for that, you have to direct, you have to motivate them regularly, because unless a person is enthusiastic in his work, unless he is motivated, he should not get bored with the same kind of work that he is doing. Unless he is learning newer things, unless he is applying this in his life, unless he is given the right kind of compensation, his working conditions are good, he is not going to remain with you for a long time. He should be regularly motivated, and for that, right kind of direction, right kind of leadership, inspiration should be there. You have to take, that person has to take a lot of initiatives to develop new things, and he has to maintain the actions towards the desired objectives of the hospital as a whole. So for that, regular direction by the top management has to be there to their subordinates. Then comes coordination. Since there are multiple types of people working in hospitals, it's a wonderful place to work in a way, where the topmost doctors are there, highly qualified, highly skilled people are there. At the same time, tender loving caregivers in the form of nurses are there. There are technicians who are again skilled people in various fields. It can be a laboratory technician, it can be radiology technician, it can be ECG technician, it can be EEG technician. At the same time, there are engineers for taking care of your housekeeping. There are pathologists, there are post-mortem specialists, forensic medicine specialists, neurosurgeons, neurophysicians, kidney specialists, and whatnot, and their technicians, say dialysis technicians. And there are sweepers. So all varieties of people are there who are working for a hospital. Now to get mesh between all those people, right kind of communication, right kind of coordination among all of them is required. Then only the smooth functioning of the hospital, the prompt services given to the patient, the quality service given to the patient, prevention of hospital acquired infections, all these things is possible only when there is a proper coordination, and every part of the hospital, each and every person of the hospital is coherent with each other, is working as a teamwork, then only you are going to achieve the results of good quality care to the patients. So facilitating different groups in an organization orchestrates their efforts to achieve good patient care and efficient operation, hospital operation. As we know, in orchestra, a beautiful synchronization is required for 250 musicians at times for one song. So, unless there is a proper synchronization of all the musicians, the right kind of notes will not be given, the right kind of song will not come. So, similarly, for a hospital, you need a thorough coordination among all the employees of the hospital, then only you can give the right kind of quality care to the patient and customer satisfaction and delight. So, coordination is very important function. Let's go a little bit in detail. Planning, defining goal and determining the most effective course of action which is needed to reach the goal. So, forecasting, where we have seen 5 W's: why, where, when, who is going to do this, where we are going to do this, why we want to do this, where we are going to do this, and how we are going to do this. Then purpose is to assure effective utilization of all the resources and have the economy of performance, because hospital is one service where it's a noble profession, and even if the patient is not affordable, at times you may have to give the first aid and many kinds of services required for the patient. You can't deny treatment to the patient at all, and hence you need lot of funds required. So economy of performance is required. Involves goals, strategies, policies, programs, procedures and rules. There are strategic and operational planning. Steps are analysis of the situation. First you analyze what kind of hospital is needed for this particular geographical location, what kind of hospitals are not available, services are not available in your location, what kind of patients are there which need the maximum services. So identify priority based on that, formulate your objectives, set goals by having right kind of mission and vision statements, review limitations, what are the limitations while developing this kind of services, lay operational policies and systems, write down your plan and formulate your derivative plans based on that, and have some contingency planning also. So budgeting is a process of estimating proposed expenditures and the means of financing the same. So it's in numerical terms that you are finding out what are, based on your plans for the next year, based on your forecast, you find out how much money will be required, what are the sources required for this, and how much money will be required for this kind of services which we want to give it to the community. So one has to estimate the proposed expenditure and then find out how you are going to acquire that money, whether it is the capital, entrepreneurs who are going to give, corporates, they are going to give, whether it is the loans from the banks that you are going to get, whether it is the how much fees you are going to charge them, and what is the expectation of number of patients you are going to get, based on that how many admissions, how many OPD patients, how many surgeries, how many kinds of procedures, diagnostic procedures, how many lab investigations, all that you will have to predict based on your past experience, based on the market survey that you have done, based on various factors, and then have a reasonable figure in front of you which tells us that this is what we need towards the capital budget for developing new facilities, for getting new equipments, for expanding the hospital premises or whatever. This will be our revenue budget for electricity, for various salaries, for various kinds of engineering services required, for water, for statutory requirement and what not. So you will have to have all departments have to be taken into consideration and then get the budgeting from them and then collate all of them and then give it to the higher authorities. So it's a process of estimating proposed expenditures and means of financing the same. Financial requirements of hospital: one is capital funding, which is for preservation of the hospital, maintenance of the hospital once you have already developed that. Then upgrading, so you want to add any new facilities, you want to add one wing to the hospital, annex building for new services, say cancer, earlier it was not there, now you want to start cancer treatment in the form of surgery, radiotherapy, radio diagnosis, nuclear medicine, etc. So for preserving, for upgrading, and for replacement of physical facilities. Some of the equipments already you are having, but now they are becoming obsolete. CT scan machine you are having, MRI machine you are having, say suppose it is 1.5 Tesla machine, and now all the new hospitals are having 3 Tesla machine. You can't run with the same machine now. You may have to replace that with the latest machine available. Then new technology, suppose newer machines, newer technologies have come, you may have to add those things, and you may have to expand certain services based on the requirement of the community around. Then also you may have to have all the capital funding for that. Operating needs for working capital, day-to-day capital, working capital, day-to-day revenue budget you should have in the form of various services that you are providing: laundry, linen, housekeeping, salary to the people, electricity, telephone. So many things are there. So operating expenses in the form of salaries, materials, day-to-day supplies, maintenance, utilities, reserves, etc. Three budgets you have to map out: operating budget for day-to-day expenditure and all, capital budget for the capital items that we have learned, and even cash budget. How much is required cash day-to-day? Unless that is ready, it will be difficult for you to run the hospital. So what are the steps in budgeting? First, prepare assumptions about what all kinds of services you want to give to the community. Then find out economic forecast for what all developments you want to have. For that, what all money will be required, or some other factors in the form of licensing, where you may have to pay certain fees there. You may have to make them understand the requirements. Outline budget goals and policies. What are the goals of the budgeting? What are the new services you want to add? What are the current things which have now increased because of the inflation? What are the new policies you want to formulate? Finance officer should prepare framework budgeting process. He should have a framework for the budgeting process, and he should distribute it to all department heads so that they can fill up those columns for their departmental budget requirements. And they should be explain the procedure of budgeting. HOD should plan the budget for the departments based on the expansion for that services in that particular department they want. If they want some additional manpower to work smoothly and optimally, if they want to have some new material supplies, so let them have their own departmental budget, and that should be heard by the finance officer in a meeting. Finance officer should take into consideration all HOD's budgetary requirements. He should summarize that, collate it, all the departmental budgets, and then he should take this total budget and present it to the board of the hospital for their approval. And if they don't approve, if they cut some of it, then accordingly you'll have to give these information to the departmental heads, and they should revise their budget accordingly. And then final approved budget should be communicated to all the departments.